out of the mouths of infants and children, your majesty is praised above the heavens. You have set up a stronghold against your adversaries to quell the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have set in their courses, what is man that you should be mindful of him? The son of man that you should seek him out? You have made him but a little lower than the angels. You adorned him with glory and honor. You give him majesty over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever walks in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our governor, how exalted is your name in all the world. That's quite an advocation, isn't it? It's quite a job that we have to do. And what it reminded me of is as I first read that, is we're not observers in this creation, we're participants. In fact, our participation is extremely important to God's will and how he wants this universe to be. Now, on the other hand, we also recognize, as in the parable, there were weeds that were growing in the parable. And so I'd like to suggest that the weeds in the parable remind us of the spiritual warfare that we sometimes encounter as we try to live out this life of being an image bearer of God. So Jesus' answer to the idea of the weeds is not that they don't matter. It's not that God ignores them. Rather, in the parable, the parable tells us that God allows the wheat and the weeds to grow at the same time. And then at the proper time, the weeds will be gone. What happens is, in the final end, all of evil is taken away. Now, this doesn't mean there isn't going to be any suffering during our period of time. In fact, in Paul's letter to the Romans that we just heard about a few minutes ago, he does tell us something about suffering. So let me just remind you what was read to us. We are children of God, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. So, although we may be very anxious for the glory that will come for us, there is suffering along the way. Our hope is not that life will be free from hardship. Our hope is that suffering is not the end of the story. Now, we also heard about the harvest, and so I would like to suggest the harvest for us is the second coming of Christ and the new creation that we hear about both in the prophet Isaiah and in Revelation 21, the new heaven and the new earth when Christ returns and the dead are raised and we receive our resurrected bodies as our Lord's did. But until that day, we still have to live among the weeds. So how can we remain faithful during this period of time? First, regular prayer, both private and public prayer, gathering together like we are here this morning on Sunday morning to worship God as his people, because it's one of the most important parts of our spiritual lives, because in it, it strengthens us. It reminds us of who we are. It nourishes us with God's grace. Next, we need to continue the work that we just heard about that God has given us. What does this work look like? Feed the hungry, bring water to the thirsty, clothe the naked, visit the sick, and care for the people in prison. Because when we do these things, we are reflecting the compassion and mercy of Christ to this broken world. And finally, as we're doing a good job of these days here, but we need to continue to immerse ourselves in Holy Scripture. Because as we read and study and meditate on it, God is shaping and forming us into the people that he needs us to be. So the weeds are real, but they do not have the last word. The harvest always belongs to God. So until that day, may we remain faithful to our calling as God's image bearers, trusting in his promises, serving our neighbors with love, and living in hope for the coming of the new kingdom. Amen.